Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE On the Road is supported by the San Juan County Communications Authority, providing essential communications and information to first responders throughout San Juan County. Is a 911 telecommunicator career right for you? Find out more at 911savealife.com.
At Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
And we're back here at Lions Wilderness Park, and joining me is the wonderful Randy West, who is here, who is the supervisor at the Farmington Civic Center and the brains behind the Four Corners Musical Theater Company. Randy, welcome back to KSJE.
Scott, it's always a joy to get to spend a little time with you.
Thank you very much. Here we are out in the sun and the wind and the dust of Lions Wilderness Park on a windy afternoon, the day before opening night.
That is, and I think we're ready.
Okay.
We only have 14 days to rehearse these, and last year when we were doing Pirates, we kept getting rained out, and we didn't get to do the whole show all the way through until the final dress rehearsal. And this year, no rain, but it's been 3 to 5 degrees hotter, so sandstone will find a way to challenge you a little when you come up here to rehearse.
Just a little bit, but I imagine it's nothing that you haven't dealt with before in your career.
I've always been attracted to doing work in outdoor amphitheaters. I grew up in the small town of Hemet, California. They have the Ramona Outdoor Pageant there that's been going for 50 years, and it's a bigger house than this. The Ramona house is, I think, 2,800 seats, but they do all this horseback riding and all these stunts and stuff. I grew up with that as something I thought was so magical that anytime I get to do something in a real setting, and, you know, Into the Woods, this is the fifth time I've done Sondheim's Into the Woods. And when you're in a theater, you're always trying to figure out a way, how do we make it look outdoors? Because so much of the show, it's a little like a journey play. If you think of Wizard of Oz as them having to get from one point to another point, there's a certain amount of that in Into the Woods that they have to travel. And you're always trying to figure out in a theater, you've got one definitive space that you've got to make be all these other spaces. And we have some of that here, but the overall environment here is outdoors, woodsy, and certainly dynamic. It's a very wonderful place to get people together to try to tell a story.
Right, very true. And so what is it about this production that really draws you back to it, to perform it time and time again?
Well, it's a very dynamic story, and it has terrific characters in it. And Sondheim, actually, when Steve did Merrily We Roll Along, which was right at the very end of the 80s, sorry, very end of the 70s, right into creeping into the 80s, he had done hit after hit after hit in the 70s, and he did Merrily, and it didn't work. And it broke up his working relationship with Hal Prince, and it was a sad story for a lot of people. They thought it was going to run for a long time. And so Sondheim decided he was done, that he was never going to write another musical. And then James Lapine came to him to talk about Just Stuff, and in the middle of it, James Lapine said, so what are you doing next? And Steve said, well, I don't think I'm doing another musical. And James Lapine said, you got to be kidding. I mean, you write the best musicals. You have to keep writing musicals. So then they shifted their talk, and they started talking about stuff they could do together. And then after that, they did Sunday in the Park with George, which won the Pulitzer Prize. And then they did Into the Woods, and then they did Passion. All three are done now all the time. But Sunday is tough because you got to fly stuff out of the floor, or some way you got to make that picture, that painting, come alive. And Into the Woods is more open. It's story, it's characters that a lot of people know going in. You got Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella. There's characters throughout, Rapunzel, that you know. And a witch, because every fairy tale should have a witch. And a couple of princes that are kind of Prince Charmings. And you come in feeling like you know these stories and these characters. And PBS released the original cast on a video, which is pretty much everywhere. And that's Bernadette Peters and Joanne Gleason, who won the Tony for playing the baker's wife. And then after that, Disney filmed the movie, which Sondheim wrote the screenplay to. And that's with Meryl Streep as the witch and a whole cast full of celebrities. So that more people know that. I mean, maybe they know Company too, but Company is loaded with 40-year-old characters, so most high schools can't do it. So most high schools do Into the Woods. So it's a piece that a lot of people know. I know when we announced it, we just had all these people saying, Into the Woods, I love that musical. And I think we're doing honor to Sondheim's vision of it, that we have all these characters. Our core company is really well cast in important roles. And I mean important in terms of acting as well as singing roles. You got to really be able to tell these stories with these characters so that they matter to the audience. And I'm really pleased with the group of actors I have. And they all can sing. We have Shannon Cochran back being Cinderella. She has her PhD in voice out of the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. And she was our Marion the Librarian in Music Man. She was Mabel in Pirates. She was Lady of the Lake in...
Just last month
in Spamalot. And she's back doing Cinderella now, which has really great and very challenging musical pieces to do. So it's you've got the Wolf and Little Red Riding Hood. You've got Jack and the Beanstalk, and the giant is part of this story. And it's basically Act One ends where all the traditional tales end, that everybody gets their happy ending. And literally the end of Act One is in a song with all of the people singing Ever After. And it means here they are getting what they want forevermore. And then the second act picks up, and it goes from having what you want to looking at what do you really want? Or is this really what you want? Or what did you have to do to get your wish? And so it's all about living past the happily ever after part of a wish and looking at what is caused by making those kind of big choices that arrive at your wish. Then you got to live that life. And how is that going to go for you? And that's the second act.
Just like that. And it really extends those fairy tales into that second act, right?
Into
the different endings, I guess, right?
Right. And also, Sondheim and Lapine, they didn't look at any, as far as I know, Disney versions as what they were drawing expression or content from. They basically looked at the actual Grimm fairy tales, which I bought a copy. And when I go back and read the Grimm's fairy tales, they were truly grim.
They get pretty grim. That's true.
They were. So even when it gets a little dark in the second act, it's really not as dark as the actual source material fairy tales. And then also, there was a psychological analysis book written called Into the Woods, and it talks about the woods as in terms of therapy, or in terms of sorting through what scares you in your life, or what concerns you, or what do you feel you've done that maybe you shouldn't have done, or what attracts you that you shouldn't really be attracted to. And in this analysis book, all of those things are referenced in the woods. So certainly the woods is an unknown place that they're traveling through, but they were also drawing on that psychoanalysis part of woods, which is kind of everything in our subconscious that either attracts us or scares us, or in some cases, both.
Interesting. Got it. See?
So it's got a lot of layers.
Right. It does have a lot of layers, as most things do, I think, right?
That right.
We went in musical theater and other theater and things like that.
Well,
and
certainly
art.
When I start coaching any kind of a Sondheim musical, I say, well, this is what you know it's about, because this is on the top. Find the thing that's right underneath that, that's going in the opposite direction. Because I don't know that Sondheim ever wrote a song that only went like that. I mean, right. I don't think he'd write it. If he couldn't find something that was in counterpoint to the main thing, there wasn't enough for him. You know, this was the guy who wrote the New York Times crossword puzzle. This was a guy who loved word games. They used to write full puzzles for people in New York where you lived the murder mystery through an entire night. Now it's before everybody could download something like that on your internet. I mean, these were pretty special things. He loves the storytelling in layers. And so I always tell, you know, actors, certainly go for the first and the second layer once you've got that laid in. And for some people, if you've never done the show before, that's maybe after the first weekend. We have 4 weekends here. So after that, go for the third layer. After that, go for the fourth layer. And if you can't find them, come to me. I'll help you explore them. And so what that does is, do you get all of that as an audience member all the time? No. But what it gives you is a nuanced performance that you see it in their eyes, you see it in their subtext. When they're acting with each other, you really get a sense that there's a lot going on here. And when there really is a climax and something pays off, you feel like you really understand why this character is joyous, or why they're dumbfounded, or why they're sad. And it just really keeps the theater part of musical theater in it.
Now, we're here at, almost the last rehearsals, right, uh-huh. before opening night on a Thursday. The show will be performed during the month of July, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock.
Even on Sunday
at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're doing a full performance each one of those nights with a full band. We have a 9-piece orchestra. And Clancy's will be serving a by choice dinner every night, and that menu changes every night. And then we're adding to our own snack bar, besides all the things we've had before, we're adding hot dogs.
Okay.
We're also adding hot dogs and chips and a soda, and we are adding soft ice cream this year. So
oh,
there's
nice.
A lot of fun stuff to just, yeah. you know, we want you to come out here and be able to say, after you've been here, we had one of the best times of our summer at Sandstone. And so we're trying to make it fun. It's family friendly. I wouldn't bring somebody under 5, just because the first act is an hour and a half, 15-minute intermission, and the second act is an hour and a half. And like I said, I've done this 5 times. Every time it times out to an hour and a half which is the same as it was on Broadway. So there's just so much storytelling that if you did it faster than that, you wouldn't be honoring the story and the audience would be getting lost. And I'll tell you, you know, the 50s, when they believed in no content in songs because they really believed the audience wouldn't get it. So the songs were always respites that didn't have any content or character development. Every song that Sondheim writes has either character development or plot advancement, and usually some of both. So you got to pay attention during the numbers, and we got to land that content for you. So if we went faster, you might not get it. And one of the most important things we feel we are is we're storytellers, and we want to share that story with you. And I'll tell you, when we did Sweeney Todd, I had mothers coming up to me that brought their 10-year-old or their 12-year-old, and they said, we had no idea you could have this much story in a musical. And I said, well, in Sondheim musicals you do.
Right.
And because some of the, I love the golden era of musicals. Mm-hmm. It's just content light. And starting in the 70s to now, it's content heavy. And, you know, go to Hamilton and don't pay attention to what's being sung. You'll have no idea what the night's about. I mean, it's not just Sondheim now. Everybody has started putting real content in their shows. So it's a great chance to come out, enjoy a show about musicals that are based on fairy tales and also what comes after. And also, we are not building an ivory tower musical theater company. We want musical theater for everybody. And you all know what to do at a movie. Everybody feels totally comfortable at a movie. We want you to feel just as comfortable coming to see one of our musicals, because this is the city of Farmington's Four Corners Musical Theater. We are the city's musical theater. If you come here, you'll see a lot of local talent. You'll see even more local talent when we go back to the Civic Center in August to do Joseph. And that's part of our job, is to mentor the local talent with professional talent so that everybody goes up in terms of potential. So when they go home and they go back to their school programs or their community programs or wherever else they do theater, they go with a bag of tricks that's got more tricks in it.
Well, and they've been working side by side with some of these professional actors who you bring in from
Absolutely.
Other places as well, and probably learn a little bit from them as they are on stage with them day in, day out during these productions.
Tell you, when I send out the contracts for a professional slot in any of the shows this summer, I tell them in the email that has the contract with it, I say, you've been hired for three reasons. One, you are wildly talented. Two, you want to mentor and develop local talent. Three, when you walk in the room, most people would say you're the nicest person in that room. So you're hired for your talent, for your mentoring ability, and because you're nice. And I think if you talk to anybody that's in this company, we run it like a big family, and everybody's welcome in our family. And we consider you, the audience, part of our family. And when we get that energy to go up, because we're throwing energy at you, and then you catch it and you throw energy back to us, that energy builds. And I keep saying, and nobody's built a big argument against it so far, but I think that switching of energies, that combining of energies, is only really caught in really good musical theater as a medium. Because we feel you. And, you know, when I direct this, I don't say, perform to the back wall. I say, tell the story to those people that are in that audience that night. And so we want you to be involved, and we want you to take your takeaway to be that was a really special experience.
Talk to me a little bit about the set and the staging that we see behind us, Randy West, and because you've got a lot of flexibility, I think, mm-hmm. with the way Sandstone is set up, the way that you've designed some of the buildings and set pieces and things like that. But this maybe show more than many others allows you to use a lot, maybe more of the space.
I wanted to use every possible space at Sandstone, and even the driveway, which was, that's what we call it,
right?
But it's what goes back to the dressing room. But in the early days, it was where they brought horse, you know, drawn carts over the driveway. Well, to us, that's the road to the woods.
Yep.
If you're leaving for the woods. And we have twinkle lights, and some of them happy and some of them a little less happy in terms of color, going all the way out that driveway. So our set extends as far as you can see going away from the playing area. And then on the major portions of the set pieces are books. And that's because all of these are supposed to come from fairy tale stories. So we have a book that says Cinderella on the outside, and when it opens, the inside is the set for Cinderella, and it says a little bit about Cinderella on the first pages. And then there is a book for The Baker's Wife. The Baker's Wife is a made-up story about a baker and his wife who have got a curse on them by the witch. Remember I said every fairy tale has a witch.
Of course.
And until they get that curse removed, they can't have a baby. So they have to get the slipper from Cinderella, the cape from Little Red, the hair from Rapunzel, and a milky white cow from Jack. And when we put all those four things together, the witch can break the curse. And then they can go on. And in the second act, they have a baby when we come back, because that's what they wanted in their story. And then we also have Jack and the Beanstalk in the center position. That opens up. That's where Jack and his mother and their cow live. And then all the way over here, you probably can't see it, is a book that says Grimm's Fairy Tales on it. And when you open it, it just says Once Upon a Time. And that's where the narrator is. So the guy who is tying all these stories together comes out of the Grimm's Fairy Tale book. And the thing written there is Once Upon a Time. Behind me, there's also a raised garden. That's the witch's garden. We also have some technical surprises that we don't want to...
You always do.
We do.
You always do, but okay, even more so here.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, okay. I think so.
All right.
And I mean, there's places... I came out with my staff and looked at everything that was safely available in sandstone, and I think we're using all of them, which just makes it expands the size of the world of sandstone, I hope.
Right. Very true. Well, Randy West, I really appreciate your time on this day before opening night. Much good luck. Break a leg to everybody. And thank you for your time. And
always the best, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Of you to say. We're going to hear from some of your actors here, but we'll let you get to work, I guess, because you've got work to do.
I do.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you for setting us up here at Lions Wilderness Park. We'll see you back here on stage and looking forward to the show.
Thank you very much.
You bet. That's Randy West, supervisor of the Farmington Civic Center, my guest here on KSJE. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll hear from some of the actors who are performing in Into the Woods here at Lions Wilderness Park. Joining me now to talk a little bit about her role in Into the Woods, Tina Edlin is here. She is the baker's wife in the performance this summer here at Lions Wilderness Park. Good afternoon. Good day.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
And welcome back to Lions Wilderness Park. You've been here once before performing, telling me.
Yes, I played Rosie in Mamma Mia 2 years ago.
Okay.
And that was my first time in Farmington, so I'm very happy to be back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Talk to me a little bit about being in Into the Woods. You are the baker's wife, which we'll talk about that in just a moment, but this is a Stephen Sondheim show, of course, and you're actually in the out-of-doors. We don't have a lot of woods. We have some woods. But not a lot of woods, but through theater, the magic of theater, there's woods.
Yes, and the woods also is a little metaphorical, too. So,
true.
You know, in this show, the woods represents all of the danger and unknowns.
So, right.
Yeah, great. So there's plenty of danger and unknown.
Always, everywhere.
Yeah.
It's true. And so have you performed in this performance before and Into the Woods and other places?
Yes, this is actually my fourth performance of Into the Woods. I've played the baker's wife. This is the third time playing the baker's wife, and then I directed the junior version in the middle school where I teach in Iowa, and Shannon Cochran, who is Cinderella in this production, was my baker's wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got you. And so
when she was in seventh grade.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And so talk to me about this part. Is this one of your favorite parts to play?
This is my absolute number one all-time favorite part to play. I feel like, I know I'm biased, but I feel like the baker's wife is the best role for women in musical theater. It has a lot of humor. It has a death scene. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
It has you know, a little love scene with the prince, and it has really witty lyrics and fun songs and also a very touching song too. So I feel like it's got a little of everything. It's my favorite part to play. Randy says that the baker's wife is the heart and the head of the show.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. So keep that in mind when you see it.
So a big part, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of lines, a lot of songs,
a lot of
stage presence, of it, right?
And a lot of running around. I feel in Act One like I'm kind of running laps around the rocks and mountains and set pieces. It's a lot of fun, a lot of action.
And what is some of the things to keep in mind about performing outside? I mean, we know here we are, this is the day before opening night, and we're in the afternoon, the sun is high and hot, and it's certainly hotter than it is during the performance, mm-hmm. but you have to take that into account, I suppose, right?
Yeah, hydration. And I'm a ginger, so lots of sunscreen, getting out of the sun and shade. Also, footwear is a different animal at Sandstone. You definitely don't wear your dance shoes on stage here. So we all have shoes that let us scamper around over the rocks and a little different that way.
Right.
But very good. It's when the sun goes down, it's beautiful, and there's no space like it. I love it out here.
Right. Well, and you all had the best view for the 4th of July fireworks on the 3rd of July.
That's true. We did.
We had a great view out here for that. We know that. Well, wonderful. And the whole cast and crew, I mean, they're all gelling together and ready to open.
Yeah. We're ready. We're going to peak at perfectly the right time.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for visiting with me. Break a leg.
Thanks.
All those things. And we'll look forward to seeing you on stage.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Joining me now here at Lions Wilderness Park, talk a little bit about his role in Into the Woods. Sean McCall is joining me, and good afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon.
You
it's always
are
a pleasure to hang out with Scott Midler.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You are no stranger to Four Corners Musical Theater.
I am not. We were talking the other day. I've done every show here at Four Corners since Mamma Mia in summer of 21.
Wow.
So I have.
How about that? So you're a regular.
I am.
I would say. And you know the pros and cons of working here at Lions Wilderness Park, especially when it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's a con. The cons are the 100-day temperatures and being out in the sun. But, man, at nighttime, you know, to do a show under the stars, and especially if you get a good breeze going through, it's amazing.
Right. And cooler.
And a lot cooler.
And a lot cooler. Very, very true. And so in this performance of Into the Woods, you are the narrator, and you are also billed as the mysterious man, which I think you play when even you're not on stage.
I am.
You're very mysterious.
I try to be an international man of mystery.
Yes.
Throughout my day.
Right.
But yeah, especially in this show.
Very good. And so what is it about this show that you enjoy about being a part of it?
This is just one of my favorite Sondheim musicals ever, and one of my just all-time favorites, I guess, across the board, because its themes are, you know, it's fun in the first act. You know, it's all about fairy tales, and it's a great cast and wonderful people to work with. And then in the second act, it sort of delves into some themes of, you know, what happens after you get your wish, and is it really what you wanted? And it's got one of the most beautiful songs of No One Is Alone, in my opinion. Just a beautiful song, and the whole score is great.
And the rest of the cast who are here putting in their heart, soul, sweat, tears, everything else.
Especially sweat.
Sweat
in the day.
Some days more than others.
Some days.
Yeah. Everybody coming together.
Oh, yeah. It's Randy always hires a great group of people. And even bonding out here in the heat, it's a special group that, you know, some really great folks to work opposite. And Steve, our music director, you know, the music in this show and the orchestra, 9-piece orchestra, which is wonderful. As performers, we don't always get a chance to work with live musicians, and it's so great.
And what about being able to perform this production outside? I mean, it just seems like it blends itself to so many different things you can use in the space.
It does. I mean, Into the Woods implies that you're outdoors. And so anytime it's done in a theater, you have that added level of, you know, we're trying to make it look like a woods, or you know, we're trying to duplicate a nighttime sky. And it's like here it happens. And that is one of the huge perks of doing outdoor theater. is just how gorgeous the stars and the real moon are. You don't have to bring in a lighting effect for the moon out here. So.
Very true. And last question, your message for folks who maybe haven't been out to see a show at Lions Wilderness Park or to see a show from Four Corners Musical Theater in a while?
Yeah, it's just, you know, the city of Farmington has embraced this Four Corners Music Theater as its own because it's just so special to have a professional theater here that, you know, rivals the road companies that you might see in Albuquerque or, you know, that kind of thing. It's right here. It's just, it's a 10 or 15 minute drive instead of 3 hours. And, you know, to get to see people who do this for a living as well as some super talented folks that are part of the community and enhance the cast with their own talent. It's just a great evening to come out here and be entertained.
Very true. Sean McCall, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to see you. We'll see you on stage.
All righty.
Looking forward to it. And that is what's going on here at Lions Wilderness Park, everyone, July 6th through the 30th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Performances at 8 p.m. This has been KSJE On the Road. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Have a great day. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.